morning, good afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, from the shores to the shores, beyond the shores, all over this wonderful place we call Eden. And our Eden has never been more under attack. The enemies of God, the enemies of the people, the enemies of nations are in full-fledged mortal combat with the living force, the God force, the DNA, souls, bodies, minds, for their ultimate push, the ultimate drive to tear us asunder. There are little islands of hope, nation states, and one is America. And when you're in America, you can say, you see that flag? You see that flag, son? I love to wake up to the sight of that flag in the morning. It sounds like, or pardon me, it looks like victory. And there's no greater victory than Calvary and no greater Calvary than the Power Hour Calvary. We're forming posse and we're going into the deep, dark recesses of psychological warfare and combat that have never been waged in human history, being waged upon you. One of the famous theme songs of the New World Order was John Lennon's song, Imagine. And the Babylon Bee made a parody copy, Imagine Communism. Because in a way, that could be the international anthem of the enemies, tearing apart the nations and the people. Can we play that song for us, for our people?
Imagine there's no bread. It's easy if you try. No tacos or hot sauce. Nothing cold or fried. Imagine all the people living in the gulags, yeah. Imagine there's no money,
no money.
It isn't hard to do,
not hard to do.
Nothing to eat or drink.
Imagine all the people
sharing.
indeed, it's the gulag for you sons and daughters of the Republic. They'll probably be more in tune with the fear tactic of FEMA camp devoted to the COVID deniers, the COVID refuseniks, because that is their major weapon, their major ploy to use against us. And it's wearing thin. People are seeing through it more and more and more and more. I had a definition of communism that came to me one time. It's based on the three musketeers, all for one and one for all. For the communist, it is one for all and none for one, because ultimately it is the absolute looting, the despotic state on steroids, taking everything. And not just property this time. In the past, they took your lives. This time, your minds and even your souls will be assets looted for this monstrosity super state being built by the enemies, foreign and domestic, as they rip the heart out of your nation, your freedoms, your liberties. It is time to come to grips, to look in the mirror and see yourself for what you are, the patriot, and to know that these enemies have to be resisted with every fiber of your being, every neuron in your mind, and every bit of essence of your soul, or we will be forced into the Antichrist kingdom. And we're doing quite well, really. That's why the heat is stepping up. The Sunday New York Times published a big map on their front page, and I was fortunate that someone I know didn't pick up their Times, and I saw it. And, so at first I looked at it maybe the other way because of the way the propaganda flows, that most people are getting vaxxed. That's not the case at all. There were many, many dark purple splotches all over the map that show 70% refusals. And a very few, very light-colored spots where they say it's 30%. Primarily that would be in Virginia, West Virginia, Georgia, and a segment of California, and some other very, very small isolated pockets. Primarily, at best, you were looking at 50% refuseniks, and that's why they're getting desperate. It isn't working. And I watched one of Max Egan's videos on how Australia is just being put up against the wall in a despotic attempt to force a new psychological warfare of the worst, most heinous kind on its people. And primarily they're unsuspecting. They do not realize that they are soldiers in a war, a great war. They choose not to be. They would prefer not to be. And they don't understand any of the principles or concepts. But when you're taking a beating in the head over and over and over and over again, you start to realize that you're the target of something. And there's no denying it anymore. And dazed and confused, they're having difficulty figuring it out. So it takes longer to get into a recovery stage. But that's the way it works. That was the way it was designed to work. Because there's no one to teach you. In 1956, a coercion chart was put together for how communists coerce you into submission. One of the first steps is isolation. Deprive the individual of social support, of his ability to resist. It makes the individual dependent upon the captor. Individuals develop an intense concern with self. In the COVID-19, you come up with social distancing, isolation from loved ones, massive job losses, solitary confinement, semi-isolation, quarantines, containment camps. The next step, monopolization of perception. Fix all attention upon the immediate predicament. Frustrate all actions not consistent with compliance. Eliminate stimuli competing with those controlled by the captor. For COVID-19, monopolization of perception. Restrict movement, create monotony, boredom, prevent gathering, meetings, concerts, sports, dominate all media, 24/7 censor information. Number three, induced debility and exhaustion, weaken mental and physical ability to resist. People become worn out by tension and fear. In COVID-19, you induce debility. Forced to stay at home, all media is negative, not permitted to exercise or socialize. The next step, threats. Cultivate anxiety and despair. Give demands and consequences for non-compliance. In the COVID, you have threats and intimidation. Threaten to close businesses, levy fines, predict extension of quarantine, force vaccines, create containment camps. The next step, offer occasional indulgences. Provide motivation for compliance. Hinder adjustment to deprivation. Create hope for change. Reduce resistance. This keeps people unsure of what is happening. And very many, many, many people, if not almost all people, are very unsure about what is happening. For COVID, the same thing, occasional indulgences. Allow people to open some stores, access some services, let restaurants open, but only at a certain capacity. Increase more people allowed to gather, follow concessions with tougher rules. The next step, demonstrate omnipotence, demonstrates futility of resistance, show who is in charge, provides positive motivation for compliance. For COVID, same thing, demonstrate omnipotence, shut down entire economies across the world, create money out of nowhere, force dependency, develop total surveillance and with nanochips and 5G. The next step, degradation, makes resistance seem worse than compliance, creates feelings of helplessness, creates fear of freedom, dependence upon captors. For COVID, humiliation or degradation techniques, shame people who refuse to wear masks, don't distance. Make people stand on circles and between lines. Make people stand outside and wait in queues, sanitation stations, and every shop. Finally, enforcing trivial demands develops the habit of compliance. Demands made are illogical and contradictory. Rules on compliance may change, reinforces who is in control. And the same is true with COVID. You enforce trivial demands. Family members must stand apart. Masks in home and even when having sex. Random limits on people allowed to gather. Sanitizers to be used over and over in a day. And there you have it. That is the blueprint for a communist takeover of anywhere. And that is the exact blueprint that is being used upon you. It's classic psychological warfare, totalitarianism. And as you're broken and forced to kneel and beg and grovel in the dirt, you start to hero worship the people who do that to you. That's called the Stockholm Syndrome, based on a terror incident in Stockholm where people were held in captivity by their oppressors long enough to establish warm and fuzzy feelings for them. What you have to do is have an antiviral program where you box off yourself, so that even if you appear to comply, inside you sheath a raging tiger, just waiting for the opportunity to devour the enemy, tear it limb from limb, and restore the republic to where it belongs. That's part of being in a POW camp, because the whole world is in one giant prisoner of war camp, or at least they're trying to herd us into that. Australia has gone further than most that we can assess because we speak the same language. And people are willingly falling to this because of this fear weapon. So they marched into the trap. And once in it, they're mired and they have to try to figure out a way to get out. Part of it is, almost for enjoyment, I like some of the old TV shows or movies, maybe one would be the classic with Steve McQueen, The Great Escape. British series was Colditz. And you see how the POWs handled their incarceration in World War II. By and large, you form a nexus of the people with you, and you resist. and you plan to escape. And you never let the buggers win. They may appear to win, but deep down inside, you don't let them win. Probably one of the best comedy ones in that regard was Hogan's Heroes. Maybe that's a good training film for you to see how you set up your own culture inside the prison environment, where they have the illusion of being your master, and you have the reality of ruling the roost. And this is the great game. This is the head-to-head combat. As we made advances in the island hopping campaign, that New York Times map showed us they're worried that they're in trouble. They know that. And that's why they're turning up the heat. They're fighting back. It's jungle warfare. We have to advance by the inch, by the foot, by the yard, tree by tree. Take out the snipers, the resistors, their artillery, their machine guns, and just keep moving along, and secure ground until the ground is ours again in the battlefield of the mind. And when you control that ground, there's nothing they can do to you anymore. Because basically everything they do to you is an illusion. And it only has substance if you allow it to. And if you don't allow it to, it has no control over you. They may break your body, or attempt to, but sometimes we say we have faith. The disciples went to prison. They were beaten. The Jesus we claim to serve was brutalized, imprisoned, tortured, and crucified as they try to break you. But if you carry the cross, you cannot be broken. There's nothing they can do to you. Our game, our reality is fixed. We have a path, and that path takes us to our salvation. There is no other way. We have it. The only thing they can do is scare us and seduce us into Satan's Mark of the Beast system, to take us on another path, to another reality, to vest our very souls from our bodies and our existence, to break our contact with God, and put us in an artificial reality computer environment. And if we do not submit, there's absolutely nothing they can do to us. There's 8 levels of control that must be obtained before you're able to create a socialist state. The first is most important, healthcare. Control healthcare and you control the people. And this is why they're using the pandemic as their primary weapon. Poverty. Increase the poverty level as high as possible. Poor people are easier to control and will not fight back if you are providing everything for them to live. And that's why you get this government handout money after they take your jobs and such like that. They impoverish you, but just give you enough crumbs to keep you going. Debt. Increase the debt to an unsustainable level. That way you are able to increase taxes, and this will produce more poverty. Gun control. Remove the ability to defend themselves from government. That way you are able to create a police state. No doubt. The founding fathers were not fools. They knew what the Second Amendment was all about. The Second Amendment is the antidote to totalitarianism, completely and totally. Because the ultimate law, when everything else fails, is the law of the jungle. Might makes right, and the might must be in the hands of the people. And if the people do not possess that might, then they will be vanquished. And you will learn a hard lesson. In spite of all the highfalutin words from the Liberal Democrats, you will be beaten into submission, broken, crushed into the dirt. And you will have to crawl to get these rights and freedoms back. Because freedom was never a gift from a kind benevolent king. It was a trophy. It was a victory against oppression, taken by force. And only the threat of force can keep it. And the Founding Fathers wrote that down. Welfare. Number 5, take control of every aspect of their lives, food, housing, and income. Sounds familiar. Education, take control of what the people read and listen to. Take control of what children learn in school. Religion, remove the belief in God from the government and schools. And that's been going on for some time now, hasn't it? Class warfare. Divide the people into the wealthy and the poor. This will cause more discontent, and it will be easier to take, tax the wealthy with the support of the poor. I go further, of course. Separate us by many, many other things. The race card is one of their major cards to play in this game. And that's why we have to remember all the time that all men were created equal. In God's image, I dare say. And from 1776, the only race was the American race. If you are in American territory, you are an American. Because once they start to introduce separation between peoples, they've put you in one of those classic wrestling holds on the floor. And now you're going to have to figure out how to get out of it. They're very astute, very adept at this. Once the people are sufficiently divided by class, continue to divide in every category possible to ensure neighbors do not trust neighbors, friends do not trust friends, and even family do not trust family. And how do they do that? Because you have that insidious germ inside of you. You will spread it to us and kill you. So you are the enemy, even though there is no such thing. There is no COVID. It's never been isolated. It's never been proven to exist. It is a phantom. It is a figment of your imagination. It only exists because of the media that you bow down to and beg from has convinced you of this. It is the enemy. It is the poison. It is the ultimate poison of the brain, and you take it in with reckless delight. And that poison will kill you. And that poison teaches you to take the vaccine, the other ultimate reckless poison, to put it in your body to end your very life and separate you from God. Turn it off. Turn it off. As I said in the movie Network, liberate yourself. Emancipate yourself. Power Our Nation. I'm George Freund. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us in the next hour, Gary Barnett, a well-known, distinguished author, philosopher, writer. He's a great, great blessing to the United States to come to us and offer some of his input on this horrible, horrible disease, this plot, this terrible manifestation. A lot of us are up against the wall. The enemy is attacking back very, very hard. And one of the top line things they're doing in the coercion is to force you into the vaccine by using employment. This is a time when you say no. I always quoted General McAuliffe, the general at Bastogne in World War II, surrounded by the Germans under vicious attack, ordered to surrender. He only had a one-word answer, nuts. That's a good answer. Or just plain no. Because ultimately, you may lose your life or your soul in this. Whatever earthly pleasures or benefits you have will mean nothing at that point. A group of nurses speak in this clip I have on that, and it's probably well worth your listening to, so we'll play it for you. Todd?
Show of hands, how many of you have gotten a COVID vaccine?
These are four healthcare workers from different hospitals in North Carolina.
Why not?
We don't know what the long-term side effects are. It also hasn't been proven to be effective.
The CDC and many public health experts say that it's more than 90% effective.
They do say that. That hasn't proven to me to be true. I'm not going to just jump on a bandwagon with something that has not been tested.
When you say that it hasn't been tested, it has been tested, though.
But not to the, if you look at the normal year span of how long something is tested, it's usually 12 to 14 years before it comes to humans.
Across the country, about one in four healthcare workers still isn't vaccinated against COVID. And from North Carolina to Texas to New York, anti-mandate protests are mounting.
I don't trust it right now.
So is the pushback.
This is in the category of give me a bleeping break. When did everyone get a medical degree?
For weeks, we've spoken with many overworked healthcare workers who practically begged Americans to get the shot.
What do you tell people who just don't believe you?
It's frustrating.
Not these. They say they're not anti-vax, more anti-mandate.
And I'm not comfortable putting something into my body until I am ready. If and when I'm ready to get the vaccine, I will get it on my own accord. I won't be forced.
You just don't trust the CDC.
I do not trust the CDC. Absolutely not.
And that fuels their skepticism.
I have the right to question anybody in this country I want to question.
You're entitled to your own opinion, but these are facts.
Are they, though? Mm-hmm. Are they facts?
Lester, more than 40,000 people participated in the Pfizer clinical trial alone, but those workers are among the many who are not convinced.
I'm a registered nurse.
Yes, indeed. Do we trust them? No. They lie about everything. They cheat, philander. They listen to the business news on the way down to the show, and the drug companies are making millions off your suffering. I'm sure they can buy anything or anyone. And let's play our Baltimore nurse and hear what she has to say.
I'm a registered nurse, BSN, case manager in Baltimore. My grassroots boots on the ground report is that there's a lot of patients being injured. I've never seen anything like this. Since January, I've experienced personally 6 deaths, and I've lost count of the injuries. And we're not talking about typical adverse events like fevers, chills, sore muscles. I'm talking about things like urinating clots of blood, paresthesias, gastroparesis, altered mental status, respiratory arrest, cardiac arrest, new onset seizures, new onset diabetes. I have patients who can't walk anymore, patients who keep complaining that their feet and their hands are burning. They forget where they are. I've just never seen anything like this in all my years of practicing medicine. What I'm seeing now as time goes on is patients who were given the shot months ago that are now showing up in the hospital with equally strange and confusing events. Practitioners see this, their dissonance just flows, and they either ignore it or literally don't know what to do with it. Every healthcare professional working with patients across this country has to see what's going on. What else do I see on the ground? A lot of great suffering that isn't getting met with good care because we have no idea what to do with these patients who have been injured by, frankly, an experimental treatment. And there's no protocols to treat them. There's no information how to help them. And even breaking through the cognitive dissonance of physicians to accept this patient has been vaccine injured is a chasm. It's a huge chasm.
Indeed, indeed. And this is the whole substance of war. War is to win. So it really doesn't matter what happens to us, whether we're collateral damage or intended targets. We are under the gun of a big needle. A needle waged by a fear campaign of budding totalitarians who want it all. And they push back, too. One of the big pushbacks was Dr. Mercola. He announced that he will delete all his website content after 48 hours. He said that was one of the most difficult decisions he's had to make. He's filled with joy for all the things he has done. And part of this is it's taken away your freedom of choice, your freedom of speech, something codified, something given to you by God Almighty. And this power probably comes from the office of the president, the alphabet soup agencies, where they've loaded with woke individuals. To take us back to a McCarthyism, the only sad part with McCarthy, I guess, is he stopped and didn't get rid of all these commies. But he says the news hounds follow him everywhere. It's a brutal, brutal thing, but he's tolerated and put up with that. He will post articles to stay for 48 hours and has released copyright so that you can repost and put things somewhere. And this is the way we win this war, this information war. is you take that material and put it all over the place so that it's still there and still accessible, still able to help, still able to heal. And it's a pie in the face to the enemy, just like you were in Colditz or Luftstalag 17 or whatever gulag they say they're putting you in, is you must resist. And that is one way you can escape. You can allow the thoughts to escape from the thought prison. Some of the most devastating articles he had were on the Great Reset, General Nutrition, the coronavirus, and an interview with experts. You see, you cannot have any experts. Only Big Brother and his appointed minions can have any opinions. You can die by the millions or the tens of millions. It doesn't matter. The great God of the New World Order, Satan himself, will control the roost. Because you are, after all, prisoners. Because you don't have the courage to form thoughts against this flow. But you have to stand firm in your understanding of what is going on. Let the rest of them run to whatever hell they wish to run to. That is their free choice. And we demand our free choice, too, to not be taken up in this ruse. A Canadian took the Alberta Chief Medical Officer of Health to court. His name was Patrick King. I have a video from a TV show in the United States, StuPeters.tv, where he interviews him. It's on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com. This guy beat him hard. They had to bring in some of the top lawyers from the federal government to go after his ticket for noncompliance to these COVID edicts. He subpoenaed the Chief Medical Officer of Health and asked her to present the evidence of the COVID. Show us the COVID that makes you put all these edicts into force. And she had to admit, there is no COVID. Touchdown. And this is why a lot of the pressure and fear tactics are going up in this head-to-head combat war. So for an average man who didn't have a lawyer representing them, because that would probably drag him down anyway, most of them are agents of the Crown, including American attorneys too, by the way. You're called to the bar, you're called to something a little less desirable than you think. And he stood firm. Stu Peters also mentioned at the end of this interview that he interviewed a lawyer in the United States talking about employment law, and that may be very important to a lot of you, and you could probably go to Stu Peters TV and find that interview to see what your rights are. Basically, you say no, as I understand law here where I am. If a change of employment like that is a termination, and you're entitled to a wrongful dismissal lawsuit. And if enough of us do it, there is nobody to work there anyway anymore. Everybody just walks out. It's just typical labor management things that you just walk off and form picket lines, perhaps even. But that's why they use the fear technique, because so many people will surrender to that. They won't even think. Who calls for halting COVID-19 vaccine boosters in favor of unvaccinated? And I would say very, very clearly that this booster and every booster that comes after that will weaken you more and more and more. I don't think they're getting the desired death toll that they've been after, or incapacity toll. It isn't working as well as they thought. I guess God gave us a better immune system than they counted on. And it's putting up a good defense, maybe to break down some of this stuff and not use it. Or maybe some of them were sabotaged. But regardless, be very, very leery of any needle. Zuckerberg lobbyists pushed Joe Biden to kill COVID border restrictions. New ones come out to say that you must be vaccinated to come across the border. But it's hard to believe Zuckerberg would even come forward on anything, for anything, that would go against the plot. But that's part of it. It's like fishing. And it was like that in that communist thing I read to you, is, you know, they reel you in a little bit, then they let you out a little bit. Reel you in a little bit, let you out a little bit. And if you're familiar with fishing for the big ones, it tires the fish, weakens it, makes it easier to land at some point. With tensions high, Gantz says Israel is ready to strike Iran. Israeli defense minister has said he's looking at taking action against Iran. And there is something very, very sinister about that, because we understand what a false flag is. And that's very, very important. And one thing that I had noticed is a website, I think it was Vice, came up with something rather interesting. And that is phantom warships are courting chaos and conflict zones where they can make artificial realities, artificial signals of warships and other ships, and put them in places where you actually think with the technology that they're there, but they are not. And some of the incursions in some of these places, there was nothing there. One of them involved Britain's new carrier, the Queen Elizabeth, and escort ships from NATO, which were all dispersed somewhere else. But the data was saying it was in a certain place. So the person who does that is Bjorn Bergman, a data analyst for Sky Truth and Global Fishing Watch. It's a very interesting post to look at, because this is an impetus for war, perhaps. And maybe they shot it, a ghost or something else that they thought was there, set up and lured into the trap, because that is the big one. They want a war in the Middle East. Forest fire in Greece threatens Olympics' birthplace. Well, I guess there's a good sign from God. The whole Olympics and everything about them is just like something evil, dark, satanic. Really, it's hardly Christian in any right. I gave up on that stuff so long ago, I can't even remember how long ago it was. Mostly because of the expense, the cheating, the lying. It was just like the epitome of evil under the guise of sport. Biden offers temporary safe haven to Hong Kong residents in the U.S. By and large, it's a good thing I wasn't around at the time of returning Hong Kong back to China, because I would have taken everybody out that wanted to go and leveled the place completely and totally. Imploded every building, destroyed all the infrastructure, and leave it the way we got it. And take all the best minds, money, and business, and distribute it to maybe other countries that could use a step up. And leave the commies with nothing. U.S. to require foreign visitors to be fully vaccinated under proposed White House plan. See, this is the travel trap. I said before, it's like a mouse trap. You put better cheese on the mouse trap, and the mouse will bite it. So if you take this travel cheese and step into the trap, and this thing ends your life or gives you a debilitating disease down the road, then you get what Islam calls a one-way ticket to paradise. Or what we euphemistically joke about that for bombers that would go on planes, a one-way ticket to paradise. So you just say, no, when the war is over and we win, then we can go back to what was normal. This is not normal. This is coercion. DeSantis fires back at Biden. Every COVID variant on this planet is coming through his open border. Well, that is true, because as I saw from the Border Patrol thing, as the people who were in these hotels being put up were released and let go without condition. So they're carrying whatever they're carrying all over the place to infect people, and then they'll blame it on the fact that we gather and the unvaccinated. But there are no variants. You listen to Dr. McCullough. I have his interview on my website, too, in the video section. And he explains very, very clearly what they do or have done is just cut whatever little segment they made up in different places and call it a variant. There are no variants. Basically, what this is a cover story for vaccine injury. The enemy's weapons. amazing. The vast majority of Republicans still believe 2020 U.S. election was stolen from Donald Trump, poll shows. Well, that's because it was. There was video evidence to prove it. It was a complete, total theft of the electoral process. And because the thief controls the nest, he can control what eggs are in it and what eggs are thrown out. And the biggest egg they throw out is the truth. And that the media controls the narrative, and they think the narrative is reality. But it isn't working on your brain because you put up a defense mechanism. You know. And you will not submit. They may pretend to rule the country. They may pretend to rule whatever. But deep down inside your heart, you just know. So when Trump got elected, they always said, not my president. But with Biden, it's not the president. Not at all. He won, fair and square. And there was one incident in Texas where, the Chinese were kicked out of Texas and they were burning ballots long before the election at one of their diplomatic places, compound, embassy, consulate, whatever it was. So they were rigging the election. That is an act of war, in my opinion. But because we have so many traitors and misfits holding public office, it's one that will not be responded to. The surprise attack, the domination goes on day after day after day after day until the ultimate victory in the gulag for the patriots. 750 million in artillery gear and smart bomb kits. Biden's first arms sales to Taiwan get State Department approval. Well, in some respect, I hope non-communist Taiwan can hold up. But it really won't matter too much because if they're being forced to be vaccinated for the greater good of the communists, sooner or later they will fall by the wayside and weapons or not will mean nothing. This bioweapon is the top weapon. And the media propaganda is the weapon of mass deception, controlling the minds. Illinois governor imposes mask mandate on all schools and daycares, orders many state employees to get vaccinated against COVID. You are free. Your body, your choice. They have no right to compel you or force you. The only thing they can compel or force is their herd of human cattle. That's the breaking point. Are you human cattle? Or are you free? Slaves wear masks. I think we know where they're coming from. Any public servant who supports this narrative and forces you to submit to things that go against your constitutional right is a domestic enemy. At least realize that in your mind when you say no. States that demand vaccine passports should also mandate voter ID, Republican senator says. Well, Senator Kevin Cramer, Republican North Carolina. Well, that's kind of cute, but by and large, it's just accepting the poison, the mark of the beast, the vaccine passport. National ID cards go completely against any ideation of what the Republic has ever stood for free and sovereign people, for free and sovereign states. To say that you almost will accept that for something that should be mandated already to have voter ID here in Kanuckistan. I have to have ID when I go to the polls. But they say there's a hidden agenda with elections. When you get on the voters list, you're surrendering your right to make decisions to those that are elected. If that's the case, I think I'd prefer to make my own decision. Governor pardoned St. Louis couple who brandished guns when BLM stormed their neighborhood. Mark and Patricia McCloskey of St. Louis were really put up against the wall. Admittedly, they got caught in a bit of a trap, too, being in a street theater event without being a union actor And in that regard, many times when you're caught up in something like that, you have to let it pass and not get involved in it. Because it's street theater, it's propaganda, it's the narrative creation. But it is their fundamental rights to do what they did. They don't really think they did anything wrong. They were just hung in a kangaroo court. And that's a terrible shame, but thank God for the governor. I was listening to an American show, too, driving. I love the bounce. I was picking up AM 840 in Louisville, Kentucky. And the host, Mark Levin, came up with a very, very good statement of something you'll not see in the news. Did you know 1,000 people have gone missing since the protests in Cuba for freedom? Hauled off to the gulag of death. And our wonderful leftist media remain silent because they're just paid whores to participate in the oppression of people, not the liberation of people. But I think you found a place where that's not done. A place that gives you power in a couple of hours here at This Nation, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us on the other side of the divide, Gary Barnett, American thinker, author, and philosopher. Thanks for coming out.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.